Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and follow your soul calling with crystals. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast, the number one place for all things crystals, brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. So welcome and thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, but I'm not just a podcaster and educator. I'm also a fellow traveler on this extraordinary journey of self-discovery and healing with crystal energy. In today's show, we're diving into the third installment for my Crystals for the Zodiac series, The Best Crystals for Aries Season. And Aries season is just about here. This astrological season, you may feel a bit preoccupied with what others think about you. Even if you're typically someone who's really grounded in more practical matters, your self-image might feel more important to you this month than it usually does. So as we dive into Aries season, which runs from about March 21st through April 19th, the focus really shifts to developing your sense of courage and inner strength to help you overcome some of those issues, some of those things that are coming up. So perhaps you want to put your best foot forward or make a good impression, but it's important to be aware of any unchecked self-confidence struggles or self-worth issues that are surfacing right now. The right crystals can help you shift your focus to courage, bravery, and inner strength and address these self-worth issues head on. Working with your crystals to call in this energetic support will be incredibly helpful in making any necessary shifts this coming month. And working with the following Aries-aligned stones helps connect you with the current celestial energies and is an excellent way to enhance the positive aspects of this astrological phase while balancing out its challenges. But before we dig into my recommended crystals, I wanted to go through some Aries season correspondences. So, as I mentioned, the dates for Aries season run from about March 21st through April 19th. The symbol of Aries is the ram, and its ruling planet is Mars, which we're going to talk about a little bit more later because it's pretty important. The modality of Aries is cardinal. It's a cardinal sign, meaning that it's a time to be outgoing. It's related to imagination, resourcefulness, and talent. The element of Aries is fire. And if you'd like to familiarize yourself with the zodiac and element correspondences, there's a link in this week's blog post all about Aries season to a previous blog post, podcast, video that I've done called Which Crystals Are Best for Your Zodiac Sign. And in that classic post, I break down the four elements, which signs they're related to, and what they're all about. So the fire element represents vitality, creativity, and personal power. In terms of the body, Aries is said to govern the head, so the neck, the face, and the crown. Some key words for Aries season are adventure, courage, and determination. And the gifts of Aries season are bravery, enthusiasm, flexibility, honesty, leadership, new beginnings, strength, and willpower. But the Aries season challenges can include things like arrogance, fiery emotions, impulsiveness, jealousy, and rashness. So this is a time for new beginnings, self-discovery, and momentum. Aries season motivates you to develop more trust in yourself and to boldly chase your goals, your dreams, and your biggest visions, as even if and especially if others can't see the end results as clearly as you can. Your faith in yourself is really fueled by your inner fire right now, your own sense of direction, and your resilience as you come up against new challenges. So trust in yourself. You've got this. Aries season helps you learn to embrace your identity and your role as a righteous protector and co-creator in the universe. Your adventurous spirit and your connection to your creativity will help serve you as you take charge of your path. During Aries season, you want to select crystals that amplify courage, personal power, and confidence. It's important for me to note here that zodiac crystals, which is what we're talking about here, are a little different than birthstones, and I've also linked to a previous article that breaks down the difference between zodiac stones and birthstones, because although there's some overlap, they are still quite different. So you can work with the following crystals to enhance or balance the energies of Aries season, whether that's enhancing positivity or addressing challenges by balancing out the more difficult aspects of this sign, these stones are some of the best companions for the celestial journey ahead.
Discover how you can deepen your spiritual journey and follow your soul calling with crystals. The Love and Light School's award-winning crystal healing certification program opens soon. Go to crystalhealerschool.com.
So the best stones for Aries season include apricot Botswana agate, fire agate, amber, bloodstone, carnelian, citrine, white or yellow diamond, red pyrope garnet, heliodor, which is also known as yellow beryl, mukite jasper, red jasper, lava rock, mahogany obsidian, pyrite, clear quartz, pyrite included quartz, which is clear quartz with pyrite literally growing inside of it. It's pretty rare and unusual, but very, very cool stone. Golden rutilated quartz, smoky quartz, rhodochrosite, ruby, which is the red variety of corundum, red spinel, and vanadinite. So if you need that list again, hop over to this week's blog post at loveandlightschool.com. But I did want to dive a little bit deeper into my top three suggested crystals for Aries season. So first is lava rock. You'll see this a lot used as landscaping stone, but it's also gained in popularity for things like little crystal stretch bracelets, sometimes diffuser pendants that people put essential oils in, so it is a little bit easier to find than it used to be. Lava rock aligns really well with the energy of Aries season. It provides a great boost of self-confidence, especially if you're feeling self-conscious or you're in an unfamiliar group setting. This stone helps you feel more comfortable in your own skin, which is a huge plus. Lava rock helps you draw on your inner strength so you can take control of any internal thoughts that might be impacting your sense of self-worth. So if you struggle with that negative self-talk, lava rock really helps sort of ground that energy out and gives a good boost of self-confidence. Next is red pyrope garnet, which is one of my all-around favorite crystals. This stone is known for its association with courage and bravery, going back to ancient writings about crystals. If you've been letting your focus get preoccupied with how you stack up to others, rather than focusing on your own strengths and gifts, so if you're caught in that comparison cycle, you can reach for a pyrope garnet to help you ditch those unproductive comparisons. Though it's totally natural for us to compare ourselves to someone that we know or admire, it's when these thoughts become unhelpful that we might want to reach for that red garnet, because it can really encourage us to be brave, authentic, and just be ourselves. And finally is ruby. And this red variety of corundum is filled with fiery, passionate energy. Working with ruby can help you overcome mindset blocks that might be keeping you from recognizing your true worth. This is especially useful for those who are in positions of leadership or folks who are in the spotlight, especially if you've been sort of thrust into the spotlight a little bit unwillingly. Ruby helps you overcome negative self-thinking so you can shine your inner light with confidence and ease. Now, I mentioned earlier that Mars is the ruling planet of Aries, and each sign of the zodiac is represented or ruled by a specific planet. And this ruling planet is the one that's held to have a particular influence over its corresponding sign of the zodiac or house or aspect of life. So Mars is the ruling planet of Aries. And in ancient times, Mars was regarded as a bringer of war and is sometimes thought of as the most powerful planet. Mars is associated with fire energy, with aggression, passion, strength, action taking, decisiveness, ambition, problem solving, leadership, discord, war, and strife. And there are some crystals that are connected to Mars, and a lot of them overlap with our Aries season stones. So fire agate, bloodstone, carnelian, red jasper, and ruby, with the addition of hematite. So this is a really good one for working with the energy of Mars. And as you're working with any of these crystals, whether for the ruling planet or the Aries season stones, I have a little Aries season affirmation that you may want to say aloud or silently to yourself while you're holding your crystals to help get in sync with the energy of the season. So here's that Aries season affirmation. My courage is ignited, fueling me to forge new paths ahead. My passion awakens me to my purpose, and I fearlessly approach the challenges of new beginnings. This gets you ready to really take on everything that you need to in the coming season. Now, in the blog, I also share a really quick Aries season crystal ritual. So a super quick overview of the ritual is that you're going to release negative self-talk by writing down some of those unhelpful thoughts that are popping up, burn the paper with the negative thoughts to transmute its energy, work with a ruby crystal to rewrite these stories into positive affirmations, and then cultivate a positive self-image by repeating this process anytime you need to. So you will need a few supplies for this Aries season ritual. You'll need a fireproof container, a small piece of paper, a pen or pencil, matches or a lighter, and a ruby crystal. Now, if you don't have a ruby crystal, that's totally okay. You can substitute any of the Aries season stones that I mentioned earlier, or any stone that corresponds to the fire element. And those will serve you really well because this ritual is all about transformation, transforming that negative self-talk into something positive. And we're going to actually work with the fire element to do this. So having a sort of fiery crystal is the perfect substitute if you don't have one of the stones I mentioned earlier. So if you find yourself struggling with recognizing your self-worth this Aries season, just take a few minutes to consider any of the negative thoughts that you have about yourself that you want to change. This could be things that are popping up for you for the first time, or this could be things that you've been working to overcome for quite some time. Just write these thoughts out on a small piece of paper. That might be about your personality, your body, or something else. I want to say nothing is off limits here, but I want to encourage you to please only take on this exercise if you feel like you're in a healthy mental space to acknowledge these things without adding to the issue. I know sometimes facing these thoughts that we have about ourselves can be really painful. So if it's not the right time for you, that's okay. You don't have to do this. But if you feel up to it, I found this exercise to be really helpful. So it might feel painful to see these things on paper, but it can help you recognize just how damaging it is to be carrying these thoughts around with you. So for the next step, I want you to place a candle in a large fireproof container, light the candle, and then very carefully, without burning yourself and without starting anything on fire, carefully burn the paper where you wrote all of your negative self-thoughts. And it makes it very much easier and a little bit safer if you sort of roll it into a long, thin roll, or you fold it into a small piece that's still large enough where you can hold it and there's no danger of burning your hand. I'd also add it's best to do this outside for safety reasons and to always have some way to extinguish the flame handy just in case things get out of hand. So as the paper burns, hold the intention to release these thoughts from your mind and from your energy field. Now you're going to hold a ruby crystal, or again, any of those other stones associated with Aries or the fire element, in your hands, or you can hold the stone over your heart and think of one affirmation to replace each negative thought that was released. It's great if you can sort of flip the script on these things and create a statement that's really affirming for that thing that you had been struggling with. But if you're having a hard time doing that or you're not in the right mind space, it's okay to just think of any positive affirmation. It doesn't have to directly relate to the thought that was released. Then carry the ruby with you as a reminder of the positive self-image that you're working on cultivating. And again, you can repeat this exercise as often as you need throughout Aries season. And if you'd like to follow this up with a few journal questions, I do have some questions for you to ponder. So the time for unrealized potential has come to a close during Aries season. This is about moving forward. So what will you do to begin to align with your passion and your purpose? How will you answer your soul's calling? And really think about that, because once we sort of release these things that have been holding us back, it's so much easier to step fully into our purpose with confidence. In addition to working with crystals during the Aries season, you might also want to work with the following stones if you have Aries energy in your birth chart. So each of us has many astrological influences that affect our energy and the way that we interact with the world around us. The energies that are said to have the biggest influence on us are our sun sign, moon sign, and rising sign. So these are sometimes called your big three, and these are determined by calculating your natal chart using the full date, time, and place of your birth. So this is your birth chart information. So a recap of the big three, in case you miss our previous episodes in this series, your sun sign is the astrological sign that the sun was in during the time of your birth. It's also known as your zodiac sign. And the sun is the center of all life and represents your personality and your spirit. Your moon sign is determined by the sign that the moon was in during the time of your birth, and it influences the way that your soul expresses itself. So this represents your emotions, your mood, and your innermost self. This is often the part of you that you sort of keep hidden or you hold back just for you. And then finally, your rising sign, which is also known as your ascendant, is the planetary influence that was on the eastern horizon when you were born. Your rising sign is the starting point of the first house in your birth chart, and it has a really good deal of influence on the characteristics of your personality. Sometimes people say it even outweighs the personality traits and characteristics of your sun sign, because your rising sign is the part of yourself that you share with others. It's that part of yourself that you shine out into the world. The power of the moon and its long history of connection to magic and mystery and connecting with its energy can help you live in alignment and flow with natural cycles. That's why in my Celestial Crystals course, I'll teach you how to work with crystal energy and the lunar cycle to find inner harmony with the rhythms of nature, connect with 8 special goddesses, and create a moon magic practice to support you all month long. You'll learn powerful ways to amplify your connection with lunar energy, like which crystals to use during each of the moon phases to embody and harness their energetic archetypes, how to work with your crystals in meditation for each moon phase, how to perform full body crystal layouts for each moon phase in the lunar cycle, a special 8-card moon phase tarot or oracle spread to help you gain insight into the best path forward, what to avoid, and what to release. Step-by-step instructions for creating your own crystal-charged moon water. How to create a crystal grid for tracking the moon through the lunar wheel. Practices for new moon and full moon journaling for self-awareness. And which goddesses to work with and call upon for spiritual support during each moon phase. The moon, being our nearest celestial body, has such a deep impact on us. So as crystal healers, it's important for us to be in flow with the natural rhythms of the universe. You'll learn more about how when you sign up for my Celestial Crystals course. Head over to loveandlightschool.com/celestial to learn more. Again, that's loveandlightschool.com/celestial. Don't forget to use promo code PODCASTFAN for $10 off your first class. And because this is the third episode in this series, I'm not going to go through this entire process, but over on the blog, you'll see some information about working with the crystals for your big three. So there's a video there, and there's a little step-by-step tutorial of how you can work with your big three astrological crystals to craft a crystal energy pouch or a little charm or talisman with crystals and corresponding symbols. It's a great exercise once you know your big three and the corresponding crystals for them. So since this is our Aries episode, I want to tell you some corresponding stones for Aries if it is your sun, moon, or rising sign. So if Aries is your sun sign, your corresponding crystals will be ruby or red jasper. And again, for an easy way to find out how to work with these crystals for your big three, head over to the blog at loveandlightschool.com and check out that little video that's embedded there. If Aries is your moon sign, you may want to work with something more like bloodstone or imperial topaz. And if Aries is your rising sign, you want to consider Ethiopian opal or blue calcite. And the final thing I have for you for Aries season is also over on the blog. It's a quick little Aries season card spread. So it's just 4 cards that you can draw to do a little mini reading for yourself this season, maybe with your favorite crystal themed tarot or oracle deck, just to get a little bit more intuitive insight about what's ahead. Do you feel intuitively called to work more deeply with your stones? To grow your confidence, knowledge, and connection to crystal energy beyond what you can learn on your own? Our award-winning crystal healing certification program will take you from crystal lover to a confident, certified crystal healer and help you discover your soul's path and crystal purpose. Go to crystalhealerschool.com to learn more. So that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed listening and that you learned a lot from today's show. And I wanted to say thank you again so much for tuning in. If this discussion today sparked new questions or ideas or memories of your crystal experiences, I'd really love to hear from you. You can submit your question or share your crystal story over at loveandlightschool.com/ask. And if you'd like more information about anything I discussed on this episode, you can learn more at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And of course, if you enjoyed the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave a quick rating and a review on your favorite podcast platform, or share a link with a fellow crystal lover. I'd also be super grateful if you'd take a moment to share a link to the show on social media if you enjoy listening. I love getting tagged in Instagram stories, maybe with screenshots of the episode you're listening to, or a photo of your cozy crystal corner, wherever you like to listen to the show, or if you try out any of the things that I discussed. So be sure to tag me at Love and Light School so I can say thank you for supporting the show. And I want to give a big shout out today to Nat, who left a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts from Canada. And Nat says, I love listening to your podcast. I just got into crystals and I'm still at the very beginning of learning about their healing properties. I went to different websites and luckily found yours. And you have such amazing knowledge. Thank you very much for sharing them with us. I have a question. Could you do a podcast about the healing properties of white jade? Also, I've been starting my crystal collection, but I also started making healing bracelets, and I'm always worried that I don't get the good quality beads, as it's important for me to make bracelets from semi-precious beads. Do we get the same results from beads as the actual rock shapes, since the beads have been transformed and are often dyed? Thank you, and I can't wait to listen to your next episode. Nat, thank you so much for leaving your review, and I will definitely add white jade to the list of upcoming episodes. I think we have episodes scheduled for about the next 4 months, but as we start planning new ones, I'll definitely work that in. And in terms of the quality of your crystal beads, I don't personally think the quality makes a huge, huge difference. I think a low quality emerald will work with you just the same as a really high quality emerald. I don't think things have to be super expensive or extravagant in order to work. It's a lot about our intention and sort of developing a relationship with our stones, working in community with them. So that's what's really important. And I also don't mind, you know, working with beads as opposed to like a natural rock shape. You said, like, do they work the same? So I do think, because beads are basically, you know, largely they're round, so they'll be almost like mini spheres. And spheres have this energy that emanates wholeness and completion. So that's a great energy to work into your crystal healing jewelry. And it is a little bit different than a rough stone. I feel like rough stones are really quick and they want to get to the heart of the matter and sort of get to the point of things. They're great for people who need a breakthrough. And polished stones, shaped stones, especially spheres, are really soft, gentle. Tumbled stones fall into this category. So although they have the same properties, no matter if you have a rough stone or a tumbled stone, the way that we experience the energy is a little bit different. So I think for some healing jewelry, using beads and bracelets is fantastic. That's such a great way to connect with the energy. But in addition to the shape of our crystals being altered, you also mentioned something important that we see in beads especially, which is that a lot of them have been dyed. And I personally don't work with dyed or enhanced stones like that. But everyone has a different opinion about this, so just feel it out and see what feels right to you. There may be an occasion where, you know, that's all that's available on a particular stone, or there might be an occasion where you really want that particular color energy. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all about your preferences. But for my personal preferences, I don't work with any dyed stones. I'd rather have a stone that's a little bit pale and is all natural compared to one that has been dyed a vibrant color. So thank you for your questions, and thank you especially for taking the time to leave that 5-star rating and the review. I really appreciate it. So thanks again for that great review. And if you're out there listening right now, I really want to encourage you to visit loveandlightschool.com/listen for a list of our most popular episodes, most recent episodes, and all the places you can stream this podcast online. Don't forget to subscribe while you're there streaming so you never miss a future episode of the show. And if you're ready to dive deeper with your crystals and take the next steps on your journey, be sure to head over to crystalhealerschool.com to learn more about how you can become a certified crystal healer. I would love to see you in class. That brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you next time. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Connect with us online at loveandlightschool.com or on social at loveandlightschool. The content provided on or through our website or podcast makes no claims for specific or general health or health results and should not be used to examine, diagnose, or treat any medical condition, prescribe medications, make claims for specific or general healing or health results, or as a substitute for traditional medical treatment. For medical advice, you should consult a licensed healthcare specialist. For more information, please refer to the terms of use on our website at loveandlightschool.com.